When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Dicking Sideways is not brought to you by cats that walk in your face to wake you up. No, instead, it is brought to you by CrimeCon 2018. That's right. CrimeCon 2018 in Nashville, Tennessee is May 4th through the 6th, 2018. It's going to be all kinds of cool stuff. True crime authors, celebrities. Nancy Grace going to be there. Yeah, and of course, we're going to be there. I mean, yeah, Thinking Sideways will be there. We'll be handing out autographs for only like, you know, I don't know what, $5? Is that what it is? Okay. Yeah, and there's no dogs this year, but there's going to be all sorts of other cool stuff. And we're going to have a meetup too, so you're going to want to attend that. So get your tickets today. Use the promo code Sideways, and you will get a discount on your tickets if you haven't bought them already. Thinking Sideways is also brought to you by Stitcher Premium. That's right. We are on Stitcher Premium now, so if you want to sign up for that, so if you subscribe, then you get to hear all of our content several days early, and it's all ad-free. Plus, you get one bonus episode a month. So subscribe today. Go to stitcher.com/thinkingsideways. Use that promo code Sideways, and you will get 1 month free when you sign up for 12 months. Stitcher Premium. It's something.
Hey there, and welcome again to Thinking Sideways, where once again we have a mystery for you. This week, we're going to talk about a completely different kind of mystery.
But first, what is your name?
Well, I was going to tell people what we were talking about before I told them who I was, so that maintained the mystery. But if you want to destroy the mystery,
I really
would like
to know
the
mystery. What your name is. What is your name?
Who are you people? What's going on? Why am I in this room?
I actually figured if I talked long enough, one of you would spill my name so you could tell me who I was, because I don't remember anymore.
Okay, well, we are thinking sideways. That's Steve over there that I'm pointing to.
There's Devin.
Yeah. One of these two guys is Joe.
He, better known as Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, should we talk about stuff?
Yeah, let's talk about some stuff. Because that was a beautiful, beautiful intro. I'm glad we scripted that out
ever,
so well. Mm-hmm. This week we're going to be talking about the supposed curse surrounding players who were featured on the cover of the Madden NFL game.
Yeah.
Supposedly it ruins their careers or does bad things to their careers and seasons and their team seasons. And It's kind of a fun one. It's
it
kind of,
is.
We haven't done a sports mystery in a long time.
Yeah, the Madden curse. Yeah.
It's also kind of a pop culture mystery, too.
Yeah, kind of is. Yeah. But I do want to say right off the top here, I'm not a huge football fan. I mean, I know a little bit about it, but the point is there are fanatics out there who get a little upset sometimes when you drop a stat. Mm. I'm not a stat guy. Give us a little bit
Please.
Of leeway.
We're an Unsolved Mysteries podcast, not a football podcast.
That's right. You can only know so much.
Yep.
But, so we know what football is, though.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We do. We're talking about American football.
Yeah, not
gridiron
that, not
football.
The girly football.
No,
we're
not the
about
kind where
the
they kick
real,
a ball around.
Yeah, we're talking about
not
the real
the
stuff.
Not the good football.
Yeah,
we're talking about the dumb football.
Yeah.
Wow, you both have managed to alienate all of the fans. So that's
everybody's
great.
Angry now.
All right, well, these two are going to leave. I'm just going to tell you about the story.
Okay.
It'll be great. But I do want to, before we get into the story, mention that this was a listener suggestion. This was suggested a couple of years ago by Peyton.
Manning?
I think so.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of think it might have been
all
Peyton.
All right, Peyton.
Manning.
Yeah, let
thanks,
us know
Peyton
it's you.
Manning.
Peyton,
appreciate
I think,
it.
Might have been a little pissed that he wasn't picked for the cover.
Well, you know what?
It's done.
It served him well, maybe.
He'll be on our cover this week.
So let's kick things off and talk about the Madden curse. As I said, players are featured on the game's cover, and then they have poor performance. And this seems to have affected most, if not all, but quite a few of the players. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of details here that before we dive into the curse, we need to dive into first. They're kind of precursor bits of information.
Great.
For those of you who are not familiar with Madden NFL, which actually was originally known as John Madden Football, it is a video game. So
yeah.
It's been on consoles since the beginning of time. The game was originally released on computers in 1988, but immediately jumped over to the console world. So it was on Sega Genesis and the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it was like
three or four.
1990.
Yeah, it was like several pixels or something like that.
Yeah.
It just has more pixels every year.
Yeah, that's how... That's
no,
exactly
it genuinely,
how it works.
Yes, it is. I think you can get it for also on computers still.
Today,
probably.
Yeah.
Well,
PC. It's primarily on consoles.
That
because
is true.
It seems like the game market, at least as far as I'm aware, and I might be wrong here, but there's a huge portion of the game market that is console-based, and they seem to go for that. I know there's people who play computer games.
You
I'm
are
not
just
going to
piss
of
off the PC Master Race here, man.
PC Master Race. I'm a Mac guy. They can't do anything to me.
I'm a former PC-er.
With their silly Windows in Windows.
Yeah. No,
sure
I
Windows is much better than it used to be.
There is, I mean, basically a console is just a computer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's just very dedicated
just
to
dedicated.
One OS.
And it's got a nifty little
there
controller.
There are a ton of people who do game on PCs as well.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny is that when I started doing the research for this, I was pretty sure that I had played John Madden Football when I was in junior high and high school when it first came out. But as I started looking at screen captures and stuff, I realized that no, what it was is that I was over at my buddy Joel's house with Rocky. We were playing Tecmo Bowl. So we were playing a completely different game.
Mm. Yeah, you were.
So
I
now,
think I played Madden 64 like once, and then my brother beat
64?
The crap.
On the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, on the Nintendo 64.
Okay.
Sorry.
And the naming conventions are going to get weird. We'll do.
It's
with
fine.
That.
I know all of the game
I'm
naming
sure
conventions,
though.
So. No, but yeah, he beat me really, really badly the very first time I ever played it, and I was just like, psh.
That's great.
I'm done with this. This is ridiculous.
Well, I've never played the game. Is it a first person game or what is it exactly?
Yes and no. It really depends on the version.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're the quarterback and you see what the quarterback is. Sometimes you're a field camera
above kind of view. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's changed over time.
Yeah.
Really as the technology has evolved. So it's hard for me to say exactly what the viewing perspective is.
Okay.
Pat and I haven't played it
the
in
one,
a long, long, long time.
Yeah, the one we played, it was like you basically picked you're like, all right, we're going to do this time. We're going to do this play this time.
You picked
time.
Your play.
Yeah.
Well, and that was the big thing about, so this is a weird thing, but that was what really helped put this particular game on the map, is there was all kinds of games out there that were football games, but they all had made-up teams because they didn't have endorsement, and John Madden Football would be the first one that would get the NFL, National Football League, endorsement. But the other thing that they had is, from the very beginning, though it had a clunky user interface, it apparently had this really amazingly deep playbook. Let's say Tecmo Bowl had 10 plays that you could run through a team. Madden was 30, 40, 50 deep. Yeah. And I don't know the number. I'm making up. But it was exponentially larger in the number of plays that were available than any other game at the time.
Madden was actually, from what I heard, really deeply involved in the creation of this game.
To a degree.
You know, when I first heard about it, I just assumed that they paid him some money. And
got his name.
And they got his name and his picture to put on the game.
Of course.
That was about it. You know?
Yeah, that's what we would all think.
Turns out he was actually pretty involved in it. And so he probably insisted on it being as, you know, cool and realistic and everything.
He did insist on realism, which is part of the reason that the playbook was as it was. Yeah. And there was a 2-year delay because they approached Madden in 86, I think it was, or 85 or 86 with the game idea. It didn't come out till 88. Mm-hmm. I always loved the story because they got a hold of him while he was traveling somewhere on an Amtrak train because apparently Madden was afraid to fly.
Huh.
So he would take the train everywhere. So they knew they had him as a captured audience for at least several hours on the train.
Interesting.
Which is really funny.
That's really smart, yeah.
I wonder if he still does that or if he listened to our episode about the Amtrak derailment.
I don't know. I actually do not know about Madden's travels anymore. Madden's been out of the news for many years. He's now, I mean, John Madden's what, 81, 82? He's born in 1936, so he's got to be 82, 83, somewhere right in that range.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been around for a while.
Yes.
Speaking of Madden, though, the reason that John Madden, people know Madden, for those of you who don't know Madden, he was a football player. He was an offensive tackle when he was in college, and he was drafted into the NFL, but he would never actually play in the NFL because in training camp that first year, he suffered a knee injury that he couldn't overcome.
It's hard to come back from those.
Right. So then he turned around.
He got into coaching, right?
Yeah, he got into coaching. Yeah. Turned around, he figured out he liked coaching. He started coaching college ball in 1960, and then he made the transition to professional football in 1967 when he started coaching the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
And he would coach the Raiders for a total of 11 seasons from 1967, or no, I guess it was 10, because it was 1967 to 1978 is when he was coaching there. And he was a pretty successful coach. I mean, during that time, he got them into the playoffs multiple times. They would eventually win the Super Bowl in 1977, although they did kind of earn the moniker of the team that couldn't.
Yeah.
They would get into the playoffs. They would get into the Super Bowl, but they couldn't actually win it.
They could never close the deal, yeah.
It was like
a certain basketball team.
The Buffalo Bills used to be that way back in the 90s. Oh. They made it into the Super Bowl, I think it was 3 or 4 times in a row when I was a kid. And every time that was when I stopped, I couldn't watch football anymore because I was so excited they had made it again. And then they would just fail again. And fail is a harsh way to say it, but they didn't win.
Yeah,
and that's really what counts in the Super Bowl.
Kind of is.
In life in general, kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't have a cut down size Super Bowl ring.
They don't. Yeah. So we've covered some of this history here, but from there on out, of course, Madden, after he retired, he'd become a sports commentator, and he would be a commentator for about 30 years, and I'm pretty sure that's where everybody these days really knows Madden, is because he was Saturday and Sunday football talking about the teams. He's got that really iconic voice.
They either know him as commentator or they know him because of the video games.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, as we said, in 86, I think I might have said it was 85, but in 86, he was approached about this game idea. And at the time, it was Electronic Arts is who approached him. They are now EA Tiburon and EA Sports.
Yeah, just...
It's EA. If you know games, you know EA. They're freaking huge.
If you know games, you know EA, and you also know how I feel about EA, so I'm just not even going to say
it. Do you not like EA?
No.
I don't know how she feels about it, but I don't care. We're going to keep going, because that's a warning sign right there. That's a do not enter. It's like the porcupine when they flop up. It means don't touch me. Don't bring this up.
Don't do it. Just keep going.
You're
going
to keep moving on from the porcupine.
Like the skunk that does a little dance.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
So moving on from the skunk. Okay, so like I said, the first version of the game comes out in 1988. And then each time that it comes out, John Madden is featured on the cover of the game in some pose or, you
with
know, there's
football.
Some photo of him with a football or looking like he's pointing at something. But whatever.
Sometimes just matter. Wearing a sexy little teddy or maybe posing in front of a Christmas tree. Or...
No, that one, not that one either.
Nope.
Those were all rejected ideas, which is why you didn't stay at Electronic Arts for very long, Joe.
Like,
you kept coming up with these great ideas that
why
were just,
not
were
lingerie,
not that great.
Guys?
Yeah. but the game would begin to integrate players on the covers. The first time that it would happen would be in 1994 for Madden NFL 95. And then from then on out, it seemed like there typically would be at least one player. Though in the beginning, that player wasn't the prominent person. It was still John Madden.
There
was a screened back
or
knocked back image of some player in a game in the background, and it was some high-performing player, but they weren't the main focus of the cover.
Right. At least at first.
Yeah. Now, I will, real quick here, just explain something about the way the nomenclature or the description of dates and names is done.
It's like car years.
It can be a bit confusing. I just want to break this down for folks. Because football has the regular season, which is normally September-ish to December. And then the postseason, which is, of course, the finals. And then the football, or the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And, of course, the beginning, the year that the regular season happened is typically what you'll see that season referred to in terms of the numbers. So 2017 just passed, and then we had the Super Bowl in 2018, but that's still considered the 2017 season.
Yeah.
Okay, but Madden NFL, the game, always uses the upcoming year's number. So in 2017, they released Madden NFL 2018. So it's kind of like car years. They jump ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So it can get a...
In an effort to stay relevant longer.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It can get a little kooky or a little hard to follow if you don't think about that. So that's the reason I bring it up.
Yeah, no, I was the first when I looked into it, I was a little confused too. But
yeah,
it's not too
I was too. I was like, well, that doesn't make, but it gets better. There are years that they change the numbers and it doesn't make a lick of sense.
Yeah.
And that's when it's even better.
Well, like Madden 64.
Yeah.
I just called it Madden 64.
Yeah.
That's Madden 25.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What the deuce?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Cut
it
out.
That was Madden 2006. And now after 2010, it changed to a two-digit number, you know? And
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's not consistent. But let's okay. So that's the backstory. That's all you need to know there. Let's get down into the nitty gritty bits of the curse itself.
Yeah.
As I said before, there were about 8 editions of the game with just Madden, and then after 95, they started showing players. But of course, in those first couple of years, those players seemed to not suffer any ill effects.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until Madden 99 that problems began to arise. That was the year that the PAL version of the game, the PAL, which that's it's the version of the game that is meant for Asia, Europe, and Australia because they use a different encoding method on video than we do here, which is NTS something. I can't remember what the full acronym is. So they have to release different versions in different countries.
Okay.
So they released this one overseas, and this one in Madden 99, in the States, it's still John Madden, but over there, it's Garrison Hurst of the San Francisco 49ers. And then the next year, they would do the same thing. They would release a version of the game with Barry Sanders from the Detroit Lions for the 2000 version. And I'm not sure if that was the PAL version or if they did it all over that way. I think it was still PAL at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point forward, John Madden's no longer on the cover. It is all star players.
Right.
And right away, people would say that there was problems once it was just a player on the cover. For example, the NFL 99 or Madden NFL 99 with Garrison Hurst, he's considered the first victim because that year he would twist his ankle in the playoffs and he would miss the following two seasons. And then from there on out and all that time forward, tons and tons of these guys have suffered ill effects.
Injuries and bad luck. And You know, it's actually reached the point, and so many football fans believe in this, that like when the nominations for the upcoming cover are there, people will actually not vote for their favorite player.
Yeah, and we'll get more into that. When the theory section, yeah.
So it's been like 19 years of disaster.
Basically. Okay. Yeah. Not every player seems to have suffered the effects, but quite a frickin' few of them have. Okay.
Has anybody sued?
No, nobody.
Why the hell not?
Nobody sued, but a couple of people have really ducked out of the nomination, and we'll talk about that later on as well.
I'm not surprised.
I'm gonna run through about a dozen players here because this is the best way to illustrate the curse and its breadth.
That's how badass Steve is. He can just plow through a dozen NFL players.
Because I mean, I played ball in high school, man. Uh-huh. I'm big. Look at me. That's not the way it works. Okay. So I'm just going to start with Madden NFL 2000. That was Barry Sanders of the Detroit Lions. The problem was Sanders retired just before the start of the 1999 season.
Yeah, he got some injuries, right?
Well, he had been injured, yes, and he decided he wasn't going to start the season, and of course they'd already released the game, so they were kind of in a bind there. So that was a negative thing for the Lions because they lost their star because Barry Sanders was a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, of course, now they turn and they've got the PAL version. And in Madden NFL 2000 PAL version, they had Dorsey Levens of the Green Bay Packers. He would have a decent year. He'd run for 1,034 yards that season, which is good. But his team, they'd miss the playoffs. And then from that year forward, his performance and his role in the team would decline. And they would let him go in 2001. So not but 2 years after, the team lets him go, which is not good.
About a year and a half later,
Madden NFL 2001, Eddie George of the Tennessee Titans. The Titans would lose the divisional round of the playoffs, that junction of the 2000-2001 year, so 2000 season. Mm-hmm. They had made it to the Super Bowl the year before, so that was kind of a shock.
Yeah.
And George's performance and his numbers would start to decline, and he would be let go from the Titans in 2003.
He went to the Cowboys.
Yeah, he'd go over to the Cowboys, but he was only at the Cowboys for a season before they said, yeah, no, we're done as well. Yeah.
So he just retired.
So I believe he just retired. He
smart.
Might have been forced
guys
to
are so lucky. They get to retire so young.
Yeah,
32. That's how, you know, yeah,
with no
so
lasting
up.
Bodily injury at all.
Yeah. I know. No brain damage whatsoever.
No.
Yeah. No. Madden NFL 2002, Dwayne Culpepper of the Minnesota Vikings. He had a atrocious season. He's a quarterback. He'd throw 23 interceptions, and he would tie the NFL record for most fumbles in a season, which is not a record you want to tie or own.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and also, just to our listeners who are not familiar, it's, if you're the quarterback and you're throwing interceptions, that's not a good thing.
No, receptions are good things.
Yeah.
Interceptions are bad things.
That's right, yeah.
Yes. The Vikings would finish 5 wins, 11 losses for that season. And then Culpepper would blow out his knees in 2005. And also there was a thing known as the Minnesota Vikings boat party scandal, which was houseboats with lots and lots of ladies and sex and football players. And you can see how this would turn into a giant scandal.
Yes.
They flew ladies in from out of state.
Uh-huh.
That's as far as we're going to go with it. Oh. But his numbers would continue to decline. I mean, I think in 2008 might have been his last year, but I don't remember. I don't have that written down. I'm looking at other notes here. That's what he did in 2008. God, the curse got him good. Yeah, the Lions. He would be the quarterback for the only team in NFL history to lose every single game in the season. Yeah. So 0-16.
That's how far the mighty have fallen. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. top of the game to bam.
Well, and we're just going to go from one fallen to another.
Oh, yeah,
wow,
this guy really took a fall, too. Yeah.
Michael Vick. People know
Michael Vick of
the Atlanta Falcons. He would break his fibia in the preseason game of 2003 season.
So he actually went on the cover, and then like a week later, he broke his leg, right?
Something like that. Yeah, I mean, it was super close.
Yeah.
The Falcons would end end up with 5-11 that year. But the problem is that most people know Vic would then later be found to be running a dogfighting ring.
Yeah.
Vic went to prison. He can never play ball again. Mm. They just booted him out so hard.
Yeah, the fans,
and understandably so.
Fans don't like that kind of thing, you know?
No, yeah, they really didn't appreciate
it. It sounds like there's a 3-year gap here. Basically, at least they're the
you
ones
begin
that
to decline.
That we've said, well,
things.
The really, really awful thing happens like 3 years later about.
Yeah.
Almost all of these, you know, 3 years later, they're let go. 3 years later, they blew out both their knees. Mm-hmm. 3 years later,
yeah,
they got convicted of being an
I'm not going to bleep that.
Sorry.
It's okay, because I agree. Let's keep going here. Madden NFL 06 would feature Donovan McNabb of the Philadelphia Eagles. He would be injured and put on the reserve list. He hurt his groin. He also was in a dispute with another player on the team. This was all off field, of course.
Yeah.
So there was all kinds of tension in the squad. And it was Terrell
Owens.
Is that
what they call it, a squad?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they would end with a 6-10 record that year, and they had been to the Super Bowl the year before as well. Madden NFL 07, we got Sean Alexander of the Seattle Seahawks. He was actually named NFL MVP in the 2005 season, but then he would hurt his foot and he would miss a half dozen games, and then he would never go back to his previous level of performance. He was never good as he had been, and the Seahawks would let him go in 2008. He would go to the Washington Redskins, but he would then be injured again and further, and then they would let him go. So he just continued to slide downhill.
Yeah.
That's gratitude for you, you know. This guy's out there playing his heart out for you. Oh, your knee's busted. Sorry, we're letting you go.
You did that because of us?
Oh, no, we didn't ask you to do that. See you later.
Yeah. What have you done for me lately? Madden NFL 08 featured Vince Young of the Tennessee Titans, and Young would miss one game because of a injury, but he would have an overall good season. The Titans would finish 10-6 that year, and they would get to the playoffs, but they wouldn't ever go anywhere from there. And then his career was kind of sidelined because he was having an ongoing dispute with the head coach. So that did no good things for him, and he would only start a couple of more games after that season. Madden NFL 09 has Brett Favre of the New York Jets. Now, everybody probably knows Favre because he had been with the Packers forever.
A long time.
Many, many years. But Favre had been playing this, I think I'm going to retire at the end of this season game for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that the guys at Madden NFL really believed him, because a lot of people didn't believe him. And they said, we're going to put him on the cover. And then he said he retired.
Oh, that's the one.
And then he came back.
And that's the one where he went with the Jets when he came back,
well,
right?
That's because he said he was retiring.
Yeah.
So, of course, the Packers say, well, we need a quarterback. And so they get a different quarterback. And he says, I'm coming back. And they say, great, we've traded you to the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, dude.
I bet EA really liked that because they had to re-render the...
They had to get a whole new cover. They had to put on a whole new cover. So I'm really probably pretty sure they were not happy with him.
I bet there are some very, very expensive collector's editions that somebody has of him actually in the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. Probably. I can only imagine that probably garners a couple of bucks from collectors.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Did they actually release any of the ones with the Packers uniform on the cover?
Oh, yeah. As far as I know, they did. Yeah, they had to do a late release. They had to redo it, and they have a second release of it.
Uh-huh.
Because, of course, the stinking thing comes out almost immediately after the end of the Super Bowl. Because it comes out early in the year, but then, you know, he says, I'm retiring, and they're like, okay, great, it's fine. And then he comes back, but now he comes back at the end of the year. Yeah, they had to redo it.
I bet there's probably about 500,000 football fans out there who own each version of it, too.
Possible.
Probably.
Possible. So, but when he comes back, you know, Favre's, he doesn't exactly have the best year. His season, he has a lot of poor performance. He doesn't do as good as people thought he was gonna. Mm-hmm. And then there's the whole issue of there was a sexual harassment scandal going on.
Was
so
somebody harassing him? Or
yeah, no, the other way around.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how that
okay.
stuff works, Joe.
Oh, okay.
The Jets would finish the 2008 season 9-7, which isn't bad, but they wouldn't get into the playoffs. And then Favre would leave there and go play with the Minnesota Vikings in 2009 and 10 before he would actually officially retire due to injuries.
Mm-hmm. But sounds like maybe he should have just retired in the first place.
He probably shouldn't have come back. Probably yeah. should. Well, you know, he made a boatload of money from it, well, but he probably shouldn't have done it.
Probably could have made a boatload of money with just endorsements and, you know, other stuff.
You can make money on endorsements?
Yeah.
Holy crap!
I know.
I gotta call Mikey back.
I know.
You just gotta be careful not to, like, get caught, like, dogfighting or running a dogfighting.
Or harassing like people.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
I mean, generally being a good human being is what's required here.
Or like Tiger. I remember old Tiger. He had $100 million in commercial contracts, and then he got sort of busted.
He tanked all that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he lost a lot of
money.
Honestly,
I don't think you even have to be a good person. You just have to be...
decent?
No, I mean, it's not even... you just have to not be a horrible person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, no, you can be as horrible as you want. Just don't get caught.
I mean,
yeah. There's that. Well, let's keep going. We're almost through my list here. Madden NFL 10, this is 2010, mm-hmm. Troy Polamalu of the Pittsburgh Steelers and Larry Fitzgerald of the Arizona Cardinals would both be featured on the cover that year.
And they died in a car wreck together.
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay.
They absconded with millions of dollars to
No, that's the first year that two players were actually on the cover. And it's actually one of the more interesting because it shows the pair of them actually running towards each other like they're going to have some big tackle explosive hit situation. But, of course, that's not what they're going to do. Uh-huh, but the point is people went, oh, my God, the curse is going to get both of them. Oh, hell. Well, Polamalu, for his part, would strain his MCL at the start of the season and miss a couple of four games.
Which is like your knee, right?
It's a ligament in your knee. Yep. He would then strain his PCL, which is a different ligament in your knee.
Yes,
and he would only play, I think he played five games that year in the Steelers wouldn't have a very good season. They would be 9-7 and they wouldn't get into the playoffs. Fitzgerald, for his part, he had a fantastic year. He scored a career-high 13 touchdowns, and the Cardinals would win the NFC West division. They had a great time.
I can totally see a new refinement to the curse now, which is that the guy on the left-hand side gets killed. The guy on the right-hand side actually gets a boost.
Well, that's the only year that they did two players, isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't see anything from there that said there were two on the cover at the same time.
Yeah. Mm.
They always feature one prominently and that's it. So it was, it was kind of a departure.
Probably cheaper to do one.
Yeah, because they have, by the way, you know that endorsement thing? They have to pay a guy to be on the
cover. This is part of that endorsement thing.
Yeah. Totally how it works.
Oh, yeah.
Let's skip forward in time because so far we've been sequentially jumping 1 year at a time, but we're going to skip a couple of years forward. We're going to go to Madden NFL 13, which is Calvin Johnson of the Detroit Lions.
Mm.
The year that he was nominated from, Johnson broke records in the NFL for receiving yardage. He broke the record that Jerry Rice from the San Francisco 49ers had. And Rice created that record or hit the point where it became a record in, I want to say, the mid-90s. I mean, it had stood for a long time.
Yeah, and then Rice was on the cover of Madden NFL.
No, Rice was not.
Okay.
But Jerry Rice, he played. It was many, many, many years. I think Rice was actually one of the players they featured in the pregame or halftime presentation of the latest Super Bowl, and that guy, you can tell he's aging, but he's still really put together. Last time I looked, he looked great for his age.
Especially for him
played ball that long. But anyway, Johnson does all these great things, but once he's featured on the cover, this team has a terrible year. They're 4-12 of that year, even though they'd been in the playoffs the season before.
Yeah.
So terrible performance as a franchise overall. fall.
Yeah.
And then we're going to jump ahead to Madden NFL 25.
We're skipping like 12 years here. What's going on?
No, it was
that?
This is the one that drives me bonkers that they named it that, but they released it in 2013. Mm-hmm. And this is the version that was on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. It's Adrian Peterson of the Minnesota Vikings. Peterson, again, in 2012, he had an amazing season in 2012, but then he has foot injuries, and he only manages to play about 12 or 14 games.
That's in 2012, right? Or 2013?
He had a great 2012
and
season.
And 2013 sucked. Okay.
And 2013 sucked.
Yeah, and that was after Madden 25.
Correct, after Madden had come out, after the cover had come out. The Vikings would have a 5-10-1 season, so 5 wins, 10 losses, 1 draw, which I didn't even know you could get a draw in football, so that's weird.
I'm not sure what that means. No,
I'm guessing that it was overtime, and the ref said, listen, I got to go home.
The fans already left.
I left the oven on. Like, I got to go. But during that season, he would have a lot of horrible personal things go on. Maybe not all of it, which he was innocent in. His 2-year-old son would be assaulted by the son's mother's boyfriend, and that boy would die not too long after that from the injuries. And then September 12 of 2014, Adrian Peterson would be indicted in Montgomery County, Texas, for reckless injury of his 4-year-old son.
What was that about?
He was hitting him with a piece of wood.
Oh, nice.
Billy Club style. Yeah. And he whacked the crap out of that kid.
There are a lot of players in the NFL who have
serious
aggression issues. Mm-hmm.
Probably steroids.
I don't think there's nearly as much steroids. It's symptomatic of a lot of other things, which
we don't need to get into the scope
of this particular episode. But he would then be put under investigation of abuse of yet another son. So at that point, he had 3 boys. One of them died. Yes, thankfully. The Vikings would drop him after the 2016 season. I was looking him up. I think that he played again. I think he got a contract somewhere else, and I believe he played last year.
Hmm.
But I'm not 100% positive who he played for.
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know, I mean, his with all the legal stuff, his career just kind of went right down into the tubes.
Because nobody really wants to be associated with that.
No, it's probably not good for a franchise to have a child beater, an accused child beater. So you can just see, like, all these guys, we started from, 8 years on, and then we've gone through a dozen of these guys, and they just horrible luck and performance and personal stuff. Like, it is just not going good for any of them.
Damn you, John Madden.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's John Madden's fault, or maybe EA Sports. I don't know.
Let's blame EA.
Yeah, but everybody seems to have had negative impacts from being featured on this game, except John Madden himself, because that guy seems to have just prospered everywhere. So, that having been said, that's our story, and we should probably get into the theories.
Yeah, please.
But first, let's talk to our man on the sidelines who's going to give us a word from our sponsor.
Yay!
Yay!
Hey, remember all those great westerns with John Wayne and Gary Cooper and how they'd ride into town and vow to clean the place up? Great idea, because those places, if you look at them close, they are pretty grungy, and don't even get me started on the people who lived there. And by the end of the movie, of course, things were always set right. They succeeded, although it usually involves some shooting and stabbing, but, they got to where they wanted to be. But there might be another way. I've always wondered if there was an easier way that didn't involve getting shot at. And, you know, when you think about it, these people, maybe they wanted to clean up their act. They just didn't know what kind of products to use or where to get them. Maybe there's another way to be an action hero. I'm not saying John Wayne should hang up a six-shooter and pick up a dish rag, but maybe he should have tried Grove.co first. That's right, Grove is an e-commerce company that makes it easy to find the best natural products to take care of your home, your family, your outlaw gang, whatever, and to make sure you never run out of your favorite stuff. They've got their own safe, effective, affordable flagship products, but they've also got other brands like Mrs. Meyers, Methods, Seventh Generation, Tom's, Real Simple. They had the best premium quality stuff. They're natural and very sustainable. And they deliver it right to your door when you want it. Better still, they have free shipping. They have free returns also with no questions asked. And they have Grove Guides who are always available to answer your questions or add items to your next order if you run out. I have actually gotten a few things from them. I tried out the wool dryer balls. They worked awesomely well. And another thing that was awesome is the website itself is very easy to navigate, very simple to set up your account, and a lot easier than a lot of other places. And I don't even use computers that much. Well, except all the time. But, you know, but it was good. It was easy. So it's easy for you to sign up, too. So don't get left behind. Get out there today. Sign up for Grove Collaborative at grove.co. That's not .com, but .co. Grove.co/sideways. You'll receive a $30 Mrs. Meyers gift set for free with your order of $20 or more. So that's grove.co/sideways. Grove.co. Because you never saw John Wayne buying toilet cleaner at the store, did you?
And we're back from the replay.
Yeah.
So the first theory that we have is the curse is real.
Of course it's
just like the curse of the mummy.
No, I mean, sports people are, of the people who are superstitious in the world, I think sports people are maybe the most.
No. Sailors are the worst. The sports fans are.
They rival
there,
each other.
I don't know. I mean, ship people let women on board now.
That's true.
They've overcome certain superstitions.
Listen,
it just seems
it's
like.
It's appropriate to call them boat people, not ship people.
Excuse me.
Yeah, watch it.
It's a derogatory term.
I'm sorry.
Actually,
it was a microaggression, Devin.
Excuse me.
Yeah, actually, but you know, curses are real. You've heard of the curse of the Billy Goat, right?
Is this Billy Goat Gruff?
No. Billy Goat Ruff?
Gruff.
No. Gruff?
Okay,
no.
What are you talking about?
The curse of the Billy Goat was a real deal. It afflicted the Chicago Cubs for 71 years.
This is like the curse of the Bambino and all of those sports curses.
Well, one of their fans, this guy who owned the Billy Goat Tavern, his name was Billy Ciani, I think, and he had a pet goat that he would take to the Cubs games, and he was ejected from the fourth game of the World Series in 1945, and on his way out the door, he basically said, "The Cubs will not win again." That was his curse. He and his goat were leaving out the door. And so the Cubs, and sure it was worth, the Cubs did not win again for 71 years.
Yeah, it took them a long time.
And a lot of fans, actually.
Eight goats.
And they did all kinds of stuff to try to lift the curse, you know, and nothing worked. And finally, something happened in 2016, finally, and they won.
They finally won.
He probably died or something.
He'd been dead for many years.
Yeah, Billy Ciannis died in like 1970.
The goat died.
Yeah, the goat probably
goats
finally died.
Goats are long lived.
Yeah,
so.
They live forever.
Or the goat's lineage finally died off or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Maybe the last original fan who was present when it was cast, maybe he finally died.
Maybe
and that was the final straw for
Could
be
that
broken.
Could be what it was. That makes sense.
Listen,
okay.
All I know is I played football in high school, and I played with a guy who he had a lucky undershirt.
Mm-hmm.
Which was fine. He'd wear it in practice. He'd wear it to games. You know, it was his lucky shirt. But the problem, of course, was
he didn't wash it.
Mm-hmm. The lucky shirt.
So he stunk.
Mm-hmm. But Jackson smelled bad.
Well,
that was part of his strategy.
Yeah,
smelled so bad, people didn't want to tackle.
He was a lineman.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That would be a good way to do it.
That clever ploy.
And you know, the thing about curses is that it. To be real and affect people, all that's required is people believing in them.
Oh, yeah.
And while a number of the players in the Madden NFL curse have come out and said they don't believe in the curse.
Well, clearly they don't. And then it, you know, screws
well, but
them.
And there's been some of the ones that have dodged. What's his name that won the Super Bowl again and in this last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't remember his name. What's his face? Yeah.
Dagnabbit.
No, it wasn't that. It was something else.
Brady. It's Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah.
That guy. Okay, that guy is on the latest cover, and people were freaked out But Brady was like, that's stupid. I don't believe in that. And it apparently worked for him.
Did just fine, yeah.
Yeah, he did
okay. Well, so far. We'll see what happens next season. Eh?
Yeah, isn't there a three-year lag time?
There's three years it can take. It can affect you, but it affects you right away. Mm. It's not as if it waits till the third year to strike. But what I do find funny is the people who have dodged it, they've said, I don't believe in the curse. And then they went about some pretty, you know, they went to get out from under it. Notably, from the San Diego Chargers, there's their running back, LaDainian Tomlinson, who this guy was selected to be on the cover in 2007. And when it was announced that they wanted him to be on the cover, the San Diego fans went nuts. Mm-hmm. And not in a good way. Mm-hmm. They went nuts in a bad way because they did not want that to happen. And they were terrified of what it would do to him, mm-hmm, to such a degree that they created a website called SaveLTFromMadden.com, which, by the way, is on the Wayback Machine. And I was spinning through it.
Oh, yeah. Really? I got to go look at
that.
Oh,
yeah. It's a 2007 website. It's not very
so good.
Flashy.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's,
actually, it probably is pretty flashy.
For the time.
No,
the
it's
day.
Not flashy. It's very static, but it's not that great. But it's very funny.
Did these guys take themselves totally seriously? Was there a bit of tongue-in-cheek about the whole thing?
I did not get that impression.
Really?
They seemed to believe that this was pretty real, and they did not want their favorite player on it. And for his own part, Tomlinson would eventually turn down the offer of being on the cover, but he would say it was because of contract and negotiation issues, and basically
they weren't offering him enough money. Yeah.
Which I call convenient reasoning.
Well, if it's going to end your career, you know, you might as well get top dollar for it.
But, you know, the thing is that another way that this curse might actually be real is, Joe brought this up a little bit in the beginning of the story, is the fans and the fans' behavior and the way they're going about things. And that is specifically by confirmation bias, because initially EA was making the selections of who would go on the cover, mm-hmm, which, you know, kind of makes sense.
And now they let the fans vote.
So, believe it or not, as shocking as this is, people go on there and they nominate for the cover players they don't like.
Yeah, guys on that other team that you hate so much.
Yes,
yeah,
so that those guys can suffer the effects of the curse. And mm-hmm, they downvote their favorite players to help spare them from the curse.
Well, mm-hmm, I mean, another way I guess we could say this is real, or maybe it's confirmation bias, maybe it's fake. There's a whole heck of a lot of personal drama and injuries that happen in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
All by themselves.
It's
without
called
Madden
the grinder for
help.
A reason.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if we're saying, and then 3 years later, he broke his knee, and it was the curse. I tell you, the curse. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. It's not a great departure. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, it is not unheard of for people to get injured in the NFL.
But that, I mean, that's a way that it is technically real, right?
Uh-huh.
But maybe not mm-hmm as real.
Well, and I think that's probably a great lead-in for the other theory. Because this is one of those yay or nay kind of stories in theory town.
Oh, no, there's a third. There's Choopy.
You know, listen, I don't think Choopy could put on a set of pads and actually run up and down the field. Because he's a little guy.
Oh, yeah,
and those pads are kind of heavy.
But he's sneaky.
Yeah.
He makes up for it.
He's actually just
He's just going to let a little air out of the football so it goes farther.
Yeah. So it's easier to catch.
So I don't think that was Choopy.
No, it was probably somebody else. So, well, let's move on to this whole curse thing is fake.
Yeah.
So I think I talked about, I know I talked about confirmation bias just a couple of seconds ago. But there's another really good reason that this could be fake, and that is what is known as regression to the mean.
Mm-hmm.
And regression to the mean is a very fancy way of saying that things that are outside of the norm, that are abnormal, you know, it's a spike, tend to very quickly come back
normalize
in line with the normal mm-hmm expected track of things. So if there's a runner who in a race suddenly runs 10 seconds faster in the 400 meter dash than he normally did. And by the way,
his name is Usain Bolt.
It's Usain Bolt suddenly. And then the next race, he runs his normal run. Well, that's regression to a mean, his normal pace.
Right.
That means it's what must goes up must come back down, essentially.
Yeah, and usually these people are at the peaks of their careers when they're picked, you know.
Exactly. So they're at the peak, which means that they just had a really, 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 really good season.
Yeah.
And we're going to feature them for it. And then they're going to go back to normal, and it's going to appear that they are failing.
Yeah.
Because they had a phenomenal run, and now they are going back to their normal performance levels.
Yeah.
In football, as we said, is such a difficult beat-em-up meat grinder of a game that to push yourself that hard, I mean, guys that run amazing yardage and throw these amazing number of received passes nonetheless, they are pushing it, and they are pushing themselves physically, and they are getting the hell beat out of them.
I would say also there is a certain amount of luck involved. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of skill involved, but there is a certain amount of luck involved in completing that pass, or, you know, and it's not just down to, he threw it really well. It's also, oh, he caught that really well,
too. Well, it depends on the other players, and that's the thing. It's conceivable. You could actually have the following, your great year, and the following year, actually, your every bit is good.
Yeah.
But the other guys are screwing up, you know, and so
or
you have
just
a bad
lucky,
year
less
because
luckier.
Of your teammates.
Yeah. Or the other team that you faced last year was having a bad year, but now they're having an okay year.
Yeah.
So suddenly your great performance isn't that good because it's being balanced out.
Yeah, or maybe last year you were the quarterback and you were making these kind of crappy throws, but the guys at the other end were talented enough they could correct and still catch your crappy throw. And this year those guys got traded off, and now and so you're still a crappy thrower. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of variables.
See, I always thought they were the quarterback, but according to Joe, they're the thrower. And I kind of like that.
I think that's a better name.
Well, that's what you're doing. Now you're throwing the ball. You know, you're the quarterback. You're going to throw the ball.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I like it.
Because, I mean, if you're not the quarterback, you can pass the ball, but you can't really throw it, right?
So there was, I know I sent you guys this article. There was a great article by IGN where they looked at the Madden curse. And what they did is they used stats to try and figure out if indeed it was a real thing. And what they did is they compared the guys that were on the covers and their performance prior and after that to players who were nominated as MVP or guys that were considered top 10 players that season. What the stats showed is that the MVPs had a sharper decline in performance the season after they were named MVP than the guys that were considered to be Madden curse sufferers. So there was, as we talked about, that whole regression to the mean that seemed to be more pronounced. And they also looked at things, because we talked about the injuries and missing games and that kind of stuff. They looked at, okay, well, MVPs, Madden curse guys, and top 10 players, what is the average number of games missed in the following season? And it turns out that the Madden cover players were actually missing fewer games than the other two test groups.
Yeah.
So it
not
really.
Not surprisingly.
Yeah, no, not at all. So it does seem to be this you're picked when you're at your peak, and it's just, it's so hard to maintain that level of performance that everybody says. There's something causing that, some extraneous force that's causing you to not play as well.
When in reality, you're just kind of human.
You're a normal human being. That's exactly right.
What?
You're a year older.
And
in professional sports, a year in age is a huge deal. Might not be a big deal for you and me.
It can be.
It can be.
It really can be. And all those injuries pile up, too. There's
not knocking players that are in their mid mid to late 30s and mid 40s, you don't see a whole lot of those dudes
no,
in the
you
NFL.
Sure don't.
And there's
yeah.
a good reason for
oh, yeah.
it. Because it's a young man's game, and it beats him up and spits
yeah.
him out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the funny thing is about the Madden curse is it's not the only curse out there for the NFL.
No.
So there was, for a long time, there was the Sports Illustrated cover
that
curse.
That was another one.
And it's not the swimsuit issue,
and the Campbell
by the way.
Soup one.
Yeah, yeah, there's the Campbell Soup curse yeah. because they used to put players on the labels, and then for a while, it was Campbell's Chunky Soup.
They'd have them advertised.
They would have them in
they're
the commercials
like,
with
can satisfy me.
Yeah, and they have their moms on and stuff. Yeah. And they're really funny. But these guys also seem to perform poorly mm-hmm. after that. So it appears that it's the same thing. When you're at the top, they pick you. And then once they pick you, you go back to normal. Which is why I'm glad that we've never been picked up on television. Because yeah. then we'd just fall apart.
Yeah,
we'd be has-beens in no time at all.
Yeah. Or yeah. next week. One of the yeah. two.
True.
That's why we turned down the cover of People Magazine
it
twice
is.
In a row.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. World's Sexiest Podcast.
People Magazine. Is that magazine that's just got some people? It's the guy down the street that is a zine that the
no.
dude down the road makes?
No, it's the one about the British royal family and a few movie stars. That one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to know that. Okie dokie. So personally, I am of the opinion that while it seems compelling on the outside and fun and easy on the outside, I really think the whole thing is just, it's not
you
real.
Think it's hooey?
It is just, it's just stats.
I think this is an excellent example of correlation does not equal causation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or maybe it's the other way around, whichever one it is.
Yeah.
That, you know, just because the stats reflect something doesn't mean that it is the cause of those stats.
Right. When especially when it's short term and you don't look at the greater everything else all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You on board with that idea, Joe?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. And
we solved it.
I think that we have solved this. Okay, football players, stop obsessing about it, huh? You know what I mean?
Hey, stop it, guys.
Just go ahead and vote for your favorite player to be on the cover because he'll make some money. And it won't destroy his career.
Hopefully.
Probably the illicit dogfighting or, you know.
Yeah, that don't do that.
That'll probably destroy
no dogfighting, no houseboats with lots of ladies that are in various states of undress.
Yeah,
don't do that, guys. That's bad.
Just be like a decent human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try that. Try it out for a while. See how it works.
Yeah.
It works out better for you. Okay, well, that is going to be the end of this particular episode. This episode, as well as all episodes that we have made in the past, are available for streaming and download. If you're going to download them, of course, a lot of people go to Apple. So on Apple Podcasts, you can download, subscribe, leave a comment and a rating. We prefer the good ratings.
Hell
if you've got
yeah.
concerns, send us a message so we can talk to you because you can't talk on a rating. There's other avenues, of course. There is going to be Google Play. There's going to be Stitcher Premium. Of course, if you go to Stitcher.com, you can get the normal episodes. If you join Stitcher Premium by going to Stitcher.com/thinkingsideways and signing up with the promo code Sideways and getting a free month, then what you'll get is you'll get episodes not only 4 days early, but you'll also get them ad-free. That's available there. That's
and you
another
get a bonus,
way to do it.
You get the occasional
bonus
episode.
Oh, yeah. And then we are trying to put out some bonus content on a monthly basis for that.
Which, by the way, if you download them and play them backwards, they can see that contains certain secret messages from the Illuminati. Just so you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I started inserting them
Why
while
won't
you were
you
gone.
Guys ever copy me on these memos?
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Dude, come
you
on.
You just don't read them.
Yeah.
It's because they're written backwards.
Well,
we of course also, this episode will be available as all of them on our website for streaming and download. The website is thinkingsidewayspodcast.com. On the website, you can view some of our research links because we always put up some of those. On the right-hand panel, there will be a link to the Stitcher Premium page, as well as our merchandise and the episode list because we do have an episode list in chronological order. So that's all available there. We are on social media, so we're on Facebook where we have the Facebook page and the Facebook group. So like the page, join the group. Tons of fun, tons of stuff going on.
If you join the group, don't forget to answer the questions.
Those, of course.
They're
the
easy.
Answers are yes and Thursday.
Yes. and something else. We are on Twitter, where we are Thinking Sideways, where Devin puts out funny, funny memes and tweets and all kinds of stuff. We're on Instagram. We have a subreddit on Reddit. And if you have questions or comments, you can always just send us a message directly by email. So you can send us an email at thinkingsidewayspodcast@gmail.com. The inbox is always full, so sometimes it takes a little bit to get through all the messages.
Yeah, it's taking us a while right now, but
we will respond. So if you've got a suggestion of a story, you've got questions about a story, there's something that you're just not quite sure of or you don't agree with, reach out to us.
Just
we're happy
us
to engage in all those avenues.
You want to tell me how awesome I am.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we've got all of those. But that having been said, I think that we need to huddle up. We need to put everybody's hands in the middle. You ready? Come on. This is our game time cheer.
Okay.
Come on, you guys. Oh, you're the worst sports player.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
All right. Well, I'm out of here. I'm going to spike it and go.
All right. Ta-ta.
Bye, guys.
Did you expect to hit a home run, Devin?
These are all bad.
Yeah.
That's why I do it.
Ugh.
The Willamette Radio Workshop.
The award-winning Willamette Radio Workshop returns for the 19th annual UFO Festival in McMinnville, Oregon. Two live radio shows at the Hotel Oregon in Maddie's room at 3 p.m. Saturday the 19th. Isaac Asimov's Pebble in the Sky and Craig Kenworthy's Herf, the Extra-Dimensional Assassin. Tales of future worlds with a modern edge. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll wonder when the mothership arrives. Free admission with food and beverages available. All ages are welcome. Live radio lives at McMinniman's 19th annual UFO Festival. Don't miss it.